Motze Siman Shin Chet. There's a category of Motze that's called the Klishim Melachton, the Heter. So that's a vessel, a keli that's primary use is for permissible function. Classic example would be a sefer, sefer kodesh, food, cups, plates, forks, spoons. Clearly that primarily the usage of these items are for permissible functions, eating, drinking, learning. And the klishim melachto, the heter, according to the Gemara, has a much easier usability and functionality in the laws of Mukseh than the other categories. As an example, the Gemara says klishim melachto leheter can be used in one of three ways. The sotik gufo, that's to use the keli for its primary function. In the case of a book, it would mean to read it. The sotik mekomo, you need a place. The sefer is on the table, you need to put something else on the table. So you can move that book, the sotik mekomo. And mehamal etzel. Mehamal etzel is that the mukseh, I'm sorry, the book is in a place where it might get compromised, rained on, damaged or something like that. So it would be permissible to move it mehamal etzel. Maran says that in the case of a sefer, which we're talking about, and he adds foodstuff, ochlim, there's even a bigger leniency. That not only can you move it lesorech mekomo, lesorech gufo, mehamal etzel, but you don't even need a reason. You don't have to have a reason at all. Which means food, you don't have to think before you move food, a justification, why am I moving it? Food has no status of mukseh whatsoever. And that applies to drinks, and that applies to sifrei kodesh. So it comes out that in the kli shemelachto leheter category, there are two exceptions that are even more lenient than the regular kli shemelachto leheter. A regular kli shemelachto leheter would have sorech gufo, sorech mekomo, me'amal etzel. But the common denominator is there's a reason why you're moving it. Where is sifrei kodesh and ochlim and mashkin? You don't need a tzorech at all. The question is, and this is a great controversy, what about cups, karot, glasses, cups, drinking glasses, plates, forks, spoons? Now, it's not food, and it's not kitve kodesh. And therefore the question would be, to move those items, do you need to have one of the justifications? Clearly I could drink from the cup, that's gufo. Clearly if I need the place of the cup, that's sorech mekomo. Clearly if it's going to get compromised or damaged, I can move it. But my question is, can you just move cups and spoons and forks and things like that randomly, without any need at all? For that matter, this question would include chairs, moving chairs just without any really reason at all, or clothes and things like that. Why would a person just move things without any reason? Sometimes a person sits at a table and they just, moving stuff around. Unwittingly. No reason why he's doing it. It's not, no real purpose. From Harambam, in chapter 25 of Ilchot Shabbat Halakha Aleph, as understood by the Magid Mishneh, it is clearly mashma that it's only when it comes to food and kitve kodesh. But when it comes to ke'arot, and kosot, and sakinim, and mazlegot, it needs to have some sort of sorech. So you don't get the carte blanche by ke'arot and kosot. That's Harambam's opinion. It's clearly mashma from Maran as well, in Shin Chet, Seif Dalid, that he goes with that opinion. That's the opinion, incidentally, in the halakha, as Hacham Avadya Alav Shalom understands, and that's the opinion of the Ben Ish Chai. So you have a very strict approach over here. Which we always thought, klishim melachto leheter, do whatever you want. It's not the case, at least according to those opinions, except for food and kitve kodesh. On the other side, the Ummatam, Mishabihim Yomirim. On the other side, you have a rabbi called the Shinte Geburim, and he comes along and says, no, cups and spoons and all these other things that are normally used on a constant basis, you could move them even to Lolis or Klal. He doesn't make a distinction between food, Kitve Kodesh, and Ka'arot. They're all the same. Because these things are commonly used. And therefore, he says you don't have to have a Sorech at all. Who concurs with that opinion? Well, that opinion you have, the Mishnah Berura brings down that opinion in his first, although he brings down the Mahmirim, but in his opinion seems that he's lenient. That would be the opinion as well as the lenient opinion. There's a Ran, as such, and so on. L'ma'aseh halakha, there's an opinion of the Menuhat Ahavah, Rabbi Moshe Levi, where he's lenient. He says Ka'arot and Kosot and all this thing, you don't need a tzorech, he makes a sepek sepeka. But that's his opinion. Achava v'yah, we said, is mahmir. Halakha l'ma'aseh, when one is sitting at a table, well, one doesn't have to justify picking up food and playing with his food, and one doesn't have to justify playing with the sefarim and moving them around, but he should try to be stringent when it comes to these other things, to only move them for a tzorech. The question is we're playing with a fork or a knife or, you know, playing, fidgeting, is that considered a tzorech? A lot of times people just need to, you know, move. They're nervous. They just got to move stuff around. They got to have holding something. The poor scheme, as we mentioned today, the Be'er Moshe from the Chazon Ish, they're lenient on that. That's considered enough tzorech. Again, Rabbi Tai, we shouldn't become so paranoid now that you need a tzorech, you know, pikuach nefesh. The Aruch HaShulchan said, in Eklisha Melakhtor Le'eter, any tzorech will be fine. Even if you just want to make the table look pretty, the Be'er Ish Chai said. You want to make the table, you don't have a tzorech gufo or mekomo. You just want this item off the table to make the table look nicer. That's a tzorech already. And you can move the kid. Even though I don't need the glass and I don't need the place, but I want the table to look more, you know, presentable. That's considered a tzorech. We're talking about over here where the guy's just, you know, he's just not thinking, and he's just, his hand is just moving stuff around unwittingly. Although the Mishnah Berura was lenient, although the Menuhat Davah was lenient, so, you know, it's not like we don't have what to rely on, but again, since Achav HaMajah, and Maran, and the Ben Ish Chai, and Harambam, all took the strict approach, therefore one should be a little extra cautious when he's sitting at a table that, you know, unless it's for nerves, he should be careful that when it comes to these things. Now again, the lesson from all this, the moral of the story is look how serious Mukseh is. That even on a klisha melachto leheter, they didn't just want you to move kelim around. And that's the most lenient of the Mukseh. But when it comes to food and kedfei kodesh, one doesn't have to think about it at all. There is no restrictions on Mukseh.